Hey team, welcome to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fan girl.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on today. I'm sitting here, one of the cats just got on the counter. I'm sitting here, Starbucks in hand, a bag of chips next to me. It's a day. Okay, so let me take one more sip of this and I'm gonna put it down. Oh! Anyways. This needs to go. By the way, these are popcorners, sea salt. They're low calorie and they're pretty good from No Frills. Yeah, anyways, that is so not the point. Hi, guys. So, I am so exhausted today. I just did the longest paint class of my entire life. It was 15 people, which I'm used to doing crowds up to 20 people, but it was the most intricate painting ever. There's still paint all over my hands. It was like a koala, which animals take long enough as it is, and it was surrounded by like foliage and flowers. It was a lot, okay? Not to mention when you have, what, 5 families there with children? There's people in the hallway, whatever. When there's like 5 families with children who all need attention at the same time, I'm like, what is going on? So it was a lot. And listen, I don't want to say anything bad about anybody because it ended up being a good class. It was just so long. But this one mom was like, so she needs help. You're going to help her, right? I'm like, hey, I'll do my best. There's about 7 other children in the room, okay? So, anyways, like none of the people were bad. All the children were so lovely. And it is what it is. So I'm just, okay. Here's the situation. I had a feeling the cats were going to be a menace today. Listen, don't cancel me. Don't come for me. They're fine. Move. They will survive a squirt here and there if they're being assholes, okay? Don't cancel me. It is what it is. Please don't cancel me. Listen, these cats are the most loved cats in the entire world, I can promise you. Don't come for me, okay? It is what it is. If we want to have a good episode today, it's going to have to happen. Because I can feel it in the air. The energy in the air is that the cats want to be assholes today. That's okay. So I'm working around it. Thank you so much. So yeah, very long day. I'm just like, I've had enough of people today. And that is what it is, okay? Thank you so much. Also, yes, my hair does look so cute today. Thank you for noticing. Yeah. I've been digging these little ponytails with the bangs recently. Because for dance, I'll usually like put the bangs up, put a little elastic, and then into another elastic. But I think with the bangs, it's really cute. Anyways, that's so not the point. So yeah, it's just been a long day. It took so freaking long. So if I fall asleep on the pod, you know why. Thank you. So there's a couple of things that I would love to discuss with you guys today. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. You'll have to forgive me today. Thank you so much. Oh my god, the cats are being insane. It's, what time is it? It's almost 5. Oh. Guys, their auto feeder goes off in like literally 1 minute. That's why they're being so ridiculous right now. So any second now, you'll hear the sound of kibble dropping from the auto feeder. That's why. Should have known. Anyways. Wow, guys, this is going to be a lot. So there's a couple of things that I would love to talk to you guys about today. A couple of things that I am fangirling about. A couple of life updates that all kind of... you know what? It actually all kind of relates except for one thing. And yeah. So anyways, before we get started, I would just love to acknowledge... I would just love to acknowledge that it is such a gorgeous day out. It was chilly in the morning, but then it warmed up. So I've got the window open, getting some breeze in. Can we talk about that snow? I don't even remember what day it was. What day was it? I don't remember. What? But whatever. I was so mad. I was in the office and I watched it. I saw it start, and within 2 hours, everything was covered. I'm like, this is a joke. I'm like, hey, this is actually a joke. So that was really fun. And then can you believe that I wake up the next morning? Oh, there it is. So now they should leave us alone for a little bit. And tell me why I wake up the next morning and it's 15 degrees at 8 a.m. Like, it genuinely pisses me off so bad. And the way that I was checking the forecast on, like, the Apple weather app the other day, and it was showing chances of snow for this week. Hey, so I'm actually done with this. Thank you. So it's just been a lot, okay? It's been a lot. And I'm not here for it. Anyways, that was kind of a little bit of a tangent. Let's move on, shall we? So, a couple of things. The first thing that I would love to discuss with you guys today is in my 2025 vision board, there's a couple of things that I'm trying to get moving, because if you can believe it, it's already April and June marks, what, the halfway month of the year. So, I need to start getting the ball rolling on some of these items. So, as you know, one of the items on my vision board for this year is to go to New York, which is booked and paid for and in the works for planning, guys, which is, it's almost in a month. Ah! I am so excited. I'm really so excited. There are so many things that I want to see. I've got a list going, and I'm going to go see the Harry Styles wax figure at the Madame Tussauds Museum. Yeah. Yes, yes, I am. And anyways, other than that, there are so many other things I'm going to see that we're going to do. We're going to go see Book of Mormon on Broadway, which, guys, actually, you know what? Kind of everything that I'm talking about kind of melds into one topic. That's kind of slay. So anyways, that's one of the items that's going to be crossed off this year. A couple of things. I want to get a guest on the podcast that's not like one of my friends. Sorry, I love y'all, but I want to branch out. So that's another thing on my vision board, is to get somebody, a guest in the pod, whether that be in person or virtually. And another thing that is on my 2025 vision board is to, in some way, shape, or form, get on a stage and do something. Whether that's a shitty karaoke bar, whether that's, I don't know, a Broadway night somewhere, I don't know. So in the last few weeks, I have been really pushing myself to work towards that goal on my vision board. And so I have been really, I don't even know what I'm saying. Anyways, so I've been really pushing myself out of my comfort zone, doing things that I'm not really used to, doing things that scare me, to just kind of get the experience and get, like, work my way towards that goal. So, as y'all know, I was a raging theater kid in high school. It was unacceptable, quite frankly. And so I remember I was in ensemble for Grease. I was in ensemble and I was a dance captain for Mamma Mia. And then we also did little dances and skits and stuff in the yearly variety show. So I was like I was a cast member in that for a few years. And overall, like, that was my space on the stage. And I would also do, like, my little dance recitals when I was a kid. And overall, it has just been something that I've really been missing in my life. And I remember when I did get into college, I knew I wanted to get into marketing/advertising, obviously, because at the end of the day, that's gonna pay the bills. I don't want to be mean by saying that, but it is what it is, because I know for me personally, if I did go into, like, music or musical theater, I know that I wouldn't have the skill set to make, like, a living off of that. Because, like, listen, I love theater. I love being on the stage. I love singing. I love dancing. But it's definitely, I'm not like a professional. Like, I'm good at it, but I'm not a professional. Like, that's not something I can make a living off of. And those who do, I fucking love that. Anyways, I swear to God, I'm rambling so hard. So anyways, after I graduated college, and when I was in college, okay, sorry guys, there's people outside and it's distracting me. Let's go back for a second. So when I went into college, I really badly, if I was able to, I wanted to be able to, hold on, there's people looking at me. There's this one girl in my building, her name is Jen. I fucking love her, and she has a little pug and his name is Odin. But they're, because my windows face the parking lot of the building, and they're looking at me right now, and they probably think I'm really crazy. Okay, they're gone, thank God. They're probably looking at me sitting on my couch holding a microphone talking to myself. That's so embarrassing. Oh my God. So if you're watching this, Jen, shout out to you. Anyways, so when I was in college, I knew I wanted to major in advertising, and I actually really did try my best to, I know in university you can minor in something as well. I don't know if that's in Canada or not. Somebody educate me on that. So I wanted to do some sort of extracurricular in music or in theater or something like that. And there was nothing. Like on my campus, there was like no clubs, no extracurriculars. Like there was nothing. Maybe I wasn't looking hard enough, but so I kind of gave up on that. And it's funny because in college, it was like my lethal Broadway era. Like I was so obsessed with Beetlejuice, Mean Girls, all that stuff. Like I was obsessed. So I kind of let it go for a long time. And then, of course, I graduate, I get into my full-time job. I've been at my full-time job now for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in May. And I have just felt the spark for it, like, that I want to work towards being able to do something with it just on my free time, right? So, it's audition season. As some of you Broadway slash musical theater girlies may know, it is audition season, big time. And so I'm in a couple of Facebook groups. I always keep an eye out on social media. And so there was one audition for a small musical that's going to be in the Toronto Fringe Festival this year. They were only casting 3 people for it. Like it was very small. So I put my hat in the ring for it. I felt so good about it because it was my first audition of the season and first audition in quite some time. And it was one that you just, it was like a self-tape that you just like sent him. And I felt so good about it. Like I just really resonated with it. And it was like a funny musical. It's like offensive and raunchy and stuff like that. I'm like, this is so perfect. I think I'd be so great for it. And I didn't get it. I didn't get it. And that was like, oh, because I thought I was really manifesting it for myself. I was like, yep, I've got it in the bag. This is going to be so fun. And then I didn't get it. So I'm like, I'm going to have to change my approach here. So, but they sent me the nicest email. I received the nicest email from them. They were like, it was the utmost enjoyment we had watching your self-tape. You put a smile on our faces. Like your creativity and excitement was contagious. Like it was the kindest email I've ever received. So I appreciate that so much, especially because for just jobs in general, like if you don't get it, you won't hear anything, right? So I thought that was really nice to receive because it could have been a lot worse for my first audition of the season. So I was like, oh, okay. But then, well, okay, I sound excited. I should really shouldn't be, but the same day that it was the snowstorm day, actually, that was the day that I found out I didn't get it. And then probably an hour later, I had another audition secured. So I was like, maybe that's meant to be. So, oh, guys, I can't believe I'm going to talk about it. But you know what? I feel like I have to talk about this. You know what I mean? It is so important to talk about the downs and the ups of things like this. I think it's so important because people just need to understand that that's sometimes the reality of the industry and that you could do 1,000 auditions and still not get anything. You know what I mean? But especially for me not being in it for such a long time, I shouldn't have the expectation of getting something right away. You know what I mean? So it's important to talk about. Am I going to cringe at myself for talking about it? Yes, I am. But we're going to talk about it anyways. So I'm not going to give too many details just because I don't know what I'm allowed and not allowed to share. So there's this small place outside of the GTA, and they are doing a production of The Prom.
And The Prom is such a fun musical. And I happened to see it online. I was like, oh, that could be really fun. And so they're one of the leads in that musical. Her name is Emma. And it's basically the overview of it, in case you don't know what it's about. It's Emma lives in a very small town in Indiana, very Christian town in Indiana. And she asks her girlfriend to the prom. And it's basically like, it's a whole thing. And there's people that are against it, people that are for it. And it's just like a whole thing. And I was like, stop, that could be so fun. And of course, for this one, I'm like, hey, we need to bring down the expectations a little bit. Especially because I was going in for a lead. I was like, we need to stay humble here. And even if I get ensemble, I'm going to be thrilled about it. You know what I mean? So I got an audition time for it. And it was yesterday. It was Saturday. And, oh, I was feeling actually really good about it. And to nobody's surprise, I crushed the dance portion of it. I crushed it. To nobody's surprise. Which, honestly, I'm so thankful for myself that I've been doing those, like, Thursday night, the jazz dances. Because, especially because, like, the way, since they're just drop-in classes, it's new choreography every week. And you have 45 minutes to learn it. So I'm very thankful that I've been taking that, because when you're at an audition for something like that, you literally have probably like 5 to 10 minutes to learn like 30 seconds of choreography, and then you have to do it in small groups, and then they're like evaluating you and shit. So I was very thankful to myself that I was kind of conditioning myself for that. And so I crushed the dance portion again, to nobody's surprise. And then what they did is they had a live accompanist. I don't know, guys. A pianist that you had to give your sheet music to, and they played it, and then you sang with it. Which, listen, so I sang Fight for Me from Heathers because it's short and it's in my range. So I found the sheet music on MuseScore. And listen, when you're practicing with MuseScore, it is so much different when you're doing it with the piano player. Whatever, I don't know what the word is. So I totally butchered the vocal part. I butchered it, okay? Like, I sang good. I forgot a couple of lyrics, but it was mostly keeping on time with the piano player. It was impossible. So I got all the way through the song. I only messed up like 2 lyrics. And I hit the high note at the end. But, like, I just felt, it just did not feel good. I did not feel good walking out of that room. And they had me read some lines. They had me do, like, a little vocal exercise or whatever. Overall, I personally don't think I'm getting a callback for that. So, there's another round of auditions on Monday for other people. And then I'll find out on Wednesday if I get a callback again. I truly believe I'm not getting a callback, but it was a good experience. I feel like if this is something that I want to start getting serious about, I need to get used to in-person auditions. I have to get more comfortable with it, start getting like my muscle memory, especially with my vocals, start strengthening that a little bit. So overall, I do not feel good about it. If I got it, even in ensemble, that would be so cool. It really would be. And I feel like it's really important as well because so for the Fringe Festival, that small musical, that is paid. This one is purely volunteer. Like, The Prom is purely volunteer. And so I was talking to a couple other girls that I met there, and they were like, you have to remember, this is not paid. So don't beat yourself up if you feel like you didn't do a good job, because at the end of the day, they're not paying you. I'm like, shit, that is so true. So I really had to give myself grace yesterday. I had to tell myself, they're not paying me. If my audition resonated with them, then I'll hear. And if not, then it is what it is. I'm happy that I went out and did it. Because I woke up yesterday and I was getting ready for it. And I was seriously considering emailing them and saying, hey, I can't make it. Just like, forget it, I don't want to come anymore. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. I have to push myself here, because what if I didn't go? Like, what if I didn't go and there was a possibility that I did? And what if I did go and then something actually comes of it? And then I would have never known if I didn't go. You know what I mean? So it was kind of that what if that was really motivating me to do it. And at the end of the day, am I embarrassed? Yes, I am. But am I glad I went? Absolutely, yes, I am. So we'll see what happens with that. My expectations are on the fucking floor. So we'll see. And then I found today that there was another opportunity for another thing in the Fringe Festival. If you don't know what the Fringe Festival is, I don't really know what it is either. But I think it's like kind of like the arts thing. So there's all like lots of plays and shows and musicals and stuff like that. So there's like this Broadway style show that they're that people are putting on. I'm gonna record a self tape for that today. Wish me luck. I think I'm gonna sing because they're just okay. So again, I don't know how much I really can talk about, but basically this one is gonna be like a Broadway showcase. So it's gonna be, I think, 10 singers that are gonna go in, like, just sing something that highlights their vocals and stuff, and then there's gonna be some dance components. It's basically just like a Broadway medley, I guess you could say. So really, I can pick any musical theater song that would highlight my range, I suppose. And so I think I want to sing Pulled from the Addams Family. I don't know, it's in the range and it's really fun. Like, I can ham it up. I don't know, we'll see. And again, the expectations are low, but I just need to start doing it, right? Because I could go through 10 auditions and not book anything until the 11th one, you know what I mean? So it's just been a lot, you know. I'm just very tired today. Okay, thank you so much. So that's what's been happening in my life. Lots of auditions. And again, if the prom happens, then it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It is what it is. But it would be so cool because there's a song in the prom called Just Breathe. And it's so, like, for me in particular, it's so weird because it goes, just breathe, Emma. Remember that thing called oxygen? Just breathe, Emma. And it's so weird, like, singing my own name. Like, obviously for, like, anybody else that would get cast as that's not named Emma, it's kind of just, like, their character name, so it doesn't feel as weird. But for me, it's like, if I happen to, for some reason, get it, it's going to be so bizarre singing my own name. Anyways, so that's that. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I feel like it's so important to talk about the shitty auditions, you know what I mean? So, and it kind of makes me feel better talking about it, right? So, but yeah. We'll see if I get on a stage. I really would love to. And if nothing, like, production-wise comes up, then I'll just go to a karaoke bar and get on stage and sing some karaoke. If that's what it takes, then that's what I'm going to do. Okay? Thank you so much. Okay, so let's move on from that for now. I don't need a sunny disposition. I'm not known for being too amused. See my face. I'm enthused. That's Addams Family. I think that'd be really fun. Okay, so there's something else that I would love to discuss with you. I have to do my March music trends next week, guys, because I'm using my phone to film today. We'll go over it. Okay, there's something I want to talk about. I need to make sure I have the right name. Yeah, okay. So, okay, you guys. Something that I'm fangirling over right now. Yeah. So there is this singer, this European singer that I stumbled across on my Fangirl Report TikTok. Okay. I found her. Her name is Marta. I'm so sorry. Love you, girl. And she came out with a song called Fangirls. And it is the Fangirl National Anthem. First of all, I am so obsessed with it. Second of all, Marta, you're everything to me. Your vibe is exquisite. Y'all need to get into this. And I saw it. I saw this TikTok of her and it was playing. The song was playing. And I was like entranced. It is, you guys have to get into this. So Fangirls by Marta is the new unofficial anthem for Fangirl Report. Come on, it is so perfect. Are you serious? Like, we come out here every week and we fangirl about whatever we fangirl about. Miss Girl encapsulated it in a song. And, like, this song is, like, oh my god, it's, like, the feeling when you go to a concert of somebody that you deeply love and adore, Harry Styles or whatnot, and like you're in your concert outfit that you've been planning for months, and you're with your friends, and you're in the pit, and then the lights turn off, and freaking, that song gives me that feeling. You know what I mean, you guys? And oh my god. So Marta, we're besties now. If you want to come on the pod, I would love to have you. I know we're very small. We're a very small community here at Fangirl Report, but I would love to have you so we can talk about this song and talk about all your other music, because the day that I found that song, I listened to everything, and I love you. I love you. If you want to come on the pod, you let me know, girl. That would be so fun. Oh my god. Anyways, so I wanted to mention that. Like, stop. Fangirls uniting the world through pop music. I just saw that headline on Google. Stop. So yeah, you guys need to get into that. I'll link her in the description. Link her in the description. You need to get into that. Especially like all my hairy girlies. Yeah, y'all need to get into that. Oh, I need to move on before I talk about her for the next 48 minutes. So that is that. There's another thing. See, you guys, I don't write anything down. I'm so bad. I'm just going by my brain right now. So, oh no. Okay, before we get to that, I would like to discuss for a moment of your time, Onyx Storm. We are still in our Onyx Storm era, our Fourth Wing era in general. In fact, last weekend I went to Indigo and spent $100 on Fourth Wing merchandise at Indigo. I don't want to talk about it. I got the freaking puzzle. I got the black and gold dragon bookmarks. And I got... what else did I get? There was something else I don't freaking remember. And... get... no! Get down! Thank you, baby. I love you. You know that, right? You know that, right? I love you. You just have to stop being annoying. What was I saying? Right. I spent $100 at Indigo on Fourth Wing things. Okay? It was a necessity. I'm sorry. So I am still reading Onyx Storm. I have hardly skimmed the surface. And there's a couple reasons. First of all, every time I finish a book... why am I saying this as if I've been reading for the last 20 years? I don't read. Okay, so after I finished Fourth Wing, there was like a solid 7 days where I didn't even touch Iron Flame. I just needed, it was like a reading, like, you know when artists get art block? It was like reading block. I just couldn't read a single page. So now that I finished Iron Flame, which Iron Flame is a large book, it has so many words in it. I have been in kind of that rut ever since. And so I've barely scratched the surface of Onyx Storm. But another reason for that is because I don't want it to end. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of shit goes down in this book. And I'm just emotionally and mentally not ready for that. Okay? If something happens to Riddick, I don't know what I'll do. I'll be really up. I'll probably cry a lot. Riddick is my man. Thank you so much. So I just wanted y'all to know that I'm still all up in it. Okay? I am... I just need to sit down and I need to get a good chunk. Because I know when I start reading it again, I'm going to get hooked again. I know that. Okay? So I just need to do it. That's that. Thank you so much. So, okay. On Friday night, Jennifer and I got together with our group of friends. There's 8 of us. We all got together and we went to see the Minecraft movie. 8 grown adults between the ages of 22 and 25 sat down and watched the Minecraft movie. Now, if y'all know, as y'all have heard before in the pod, before it was on YouTube, when Sister Abby was on, I've been a Minecraft girl since I was a kid. I'm a Minecraft veteran. I had a Minecraft Lite on my iPod Touch back when there was only zombies and maybe sheep or something. Okay. So back in the day, it was only, the only hostile mob was zombies. That's how much of a Minecraft veteran I am. Okay. And so we played for hours. What do y'all know about Minecraft Elbow? We've mentioned it before. And so, of course, I've talked about my, in college era, my, like, what would I call that? Like, the rebirth of my Minecraft era, which has since passed. Thank God. Regardless, I've been a Minecraft girl, okay? We've been knowing this. And so I have something to say about the Minecraft movie. The Minecraft movie is good. It is good, okay? Because I need you guys to listen to me right now. All of you movie critics, I need you to listen to me. The Minecraft movie was not about being like a quality film. The purpose of the Minecraft movie was to have a good time while you were watching it. And I had a great time while I was watching it, okay? It served its purpose. It is a good, funny movie. I liked it. Like, was it a good movie? No. But was it a good movie? Yes! You guys don't get it. Especially since I am a Minecraft girly and have been since I was like 10, maybe 11. Like, I just got it. Like, it just resonated with me, okay? So, it was funny. Jack Black is Jack Black, and I love him. And it was overall, like, the plot was pretty good, okay? And it was funny! And there was, okay, and I would like to settle the debate. If you have not seen it, it's not a spoiler. I was seeing online, like, TikToks were like, POV, when you find out the Minecraft movie is a musical. It is not a musical. It has musical elements in it, but it is not a musical. Listen, when you put Jack Black in a movie, there's gonna be music in it. That just is what it is, okay? Okay, so if you have not seen the Minecraft movie, I'm gonna need y'all to get to the theater and watch it, okay? Thank you so much. It's fun. It's a good time. Even if you know nothing about Minecraft, which a couple of the girls that we went with, including Nick, had no idea anything about Minecraft. It's funny, okay? It's funny. And so, yeah, lots of references that I understood. Lots of things where when it came up, I was like, oh, this is about to happen. Chicken joggy! It's not a spoiler, but if you know, you know. Thank you so much. So, I had a great time. And now, okay. I have seen on TikTok for years now that people go through a yearly obsession with Minecraft. Usually, mine hits around Christmas break. Even though I'm not in college anymore, I don't get like a winter break. It hits around Christmas time where I feel the sudden urge to play for 17 hours a day. And it usually lasts like a week or two where I just want to sit on my computer and play from sunup to sundown, okay? So that's usually when it hits. But because the Minecraft movie has sparked something within me, it's hitting now. It's hitting early, okay? And so last night, we made a Discord server, and we played, and it's so funny. When you are playing with people who have never played the game a day in their lives, it is so funny. So, me and Jennifer's boyfriend, Bogdan, we're like the two that know what's going on. And Malcolm, too. But now Malcolm probably knew what was going on, but I think he left a couple of times because he's like, I'm not fucking dealing with you guys. So the three of us kind of knew what was up. We were, you know, gathering our resources. We were making our crafting tables. We were crafting our furnaces, all that good stuff. But the girlies had no idea what was going on, including Nick. I do consider Nick a girly sometimes, though. Like, it was the most chaotic thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. So that was crazy. And yeah, so now I feel the urge to play it every second of my life. And especially when you're playing on like a server or a world with a bunch of your friends, it is so much fun. It really is so much fun. And like back, okay, listen, guys, I can't even talk about it. The dream SMP phase of my life. Guys, please don't make fun of me. Please, everybody was in that fandom at the time, okay? Please. But in the Dream SMP era, there was a lot of, like multiplayer survival. Okay, SMP, do I even know what that means? Hey, I'm actually not sure. Okay, the Dream SMP was like a server where everybody, like a bunch of streamers would get onto the same world, and then they would build like their own houses, their own buildings, and it would become like a big city basically. So that was really big in that time. And so I joined a couple of them, and it's so horrible yet so fun at the same time, because when you're playing Minecraft with a bunch of other people that you don't know very well, you're gonna get all your shit stolen. Okay, it is what it is, but it was so much fun. Like something, I don't know, I'm ranting. Guys, why are you letting me rant like this? Why are you like, y'all need to say something, okay? Anyway, so Minecraft is something that I'm fangirling about right now, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever said as a 24-year-old woman, but it is what it is. Thank you. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm so exhausted today. Wow. Okay, we're gonna move away from Minecraft. Go see the movie. Another thing I would like to speak about. Brittany Broski. Supreme Leader Brittany Broski. Also, I don't know why. I thought her middle name was Renee. Brittany Renee Broski. I don't think it is, but I feel the urge to call her that. So Brittany Renee Broski. What's wrong with you, by the way? Brittany Renee Broski had the audacity to drop her cover of Adore You by Harry Styles, which was the most ethereal experience in my entire life listening to that for the first time. It went straight into my Onyx Storm playlist because it just gives Fourth Wing vibes. It just does. Especially in the style in which she did it. It was just good, you guys. Oh my God. So I was hardly recovering from that. And then Supreme Leader Brittany Broski just dropped The Sun, her first ever single. And what? It's so good. I had an out-of-body experience listening to it. I did. Because I like to listen to shit in the car really loud. And so as soon as I got my new car, I went into like the sound settings. I fucking put bass up all the way. Is that going to ruin my speakers? I don't give a shit. Because I want to listen to Brittany Broski's The Sun on full blast in my car. Thank you. It is, her style of music is so, oh my God, I don't even know how to explain it to you. It's ethereal. It feels not medieval, but it feels like the yearning of like those like fantasy romance books. That's what it feels like, and it ignites my soul. Okay, so even though I am saving my March, I'm so dumb. I was about to say, even though I'm saving my March music trends for next week, I was gonna talk about it. This song came out just the other day in April. Thank you. Okay, so let's rephrase that then. Even though it is the beginning of April and we're not talking about my April music trends until the end of April, I'm going to talk about it anyways. The Sun by Brittany Broski, y'all need to get into it. It feels like, oh my God, like it just belongs in, I don't even know what to explain it. Like it belongs in the Onyx Storm world. It is so ethereal. It is so romantic. It is so, and the cover art for that single, you guys, she's literally art in a human being. And so I might have mentioned before that I don't know, you know, I used to be really big into digital art, which I need to get back into it. I just need a better iPad for it. I was really into digital art, and so whenever I saw a photo of like a beautiful woman, like if a photo of Florence Pugh dropped or something like that, I'd be like, oh, I need to draw that. So I would take a photo off Pinterest, I would put it into my Procreate, and then I would draw it. It makes me want to do that, okay? And I have not picked up my Apple Pencil in Procreate in probably 2 years. And it makes me want to do that, okay? It makes me want to draw her. Better yet, it makes me want to paint her, which I haven't done painting portraits since COVID. So Brittany Broski, that's saying a lot. Thank you. So y'all need to get into that. I love her. I genuinely love her to bits and pieces. She's everything to me. And she's just, like I said, she's art personified, which is so on brand for her, considering how much she adores art history. And she's so fucking smart. She is so smart. Like, the way that I wish I could get onto this podcast and speak the most, like, wise and thoughtful things, I could never. No, I'm going to come on here and talk about Pedro Pascal, okay? Which she does, of course, but she's just got such a good balance. I just love her. She's an inspiration to this generation. Thank you so much. So, yeah, y'all need to get into the Minecraft movie. Y'all need to get into The Sun by Brittany Renee Broski. And, yeah. You guys, this was such a crazy episode. And I just want to say how sorry I am. That it was a little bit low energy. It was a little bit crazy. It was a little bit all over the place. Which I fear I have had too many episodes like this. So, it is what it is. Yeah. It's just... You know when, okay, when Bestie Jennifer was on last week and she mentioned that every week is just waiting for the week to be over? That's what I'm really stuck in that right now. I really am. Oh, one more thing. One more thing before I go. My stepdad and my mom are back in Punta Cana as we speak. And so I have mentioned before the video from last year on TikTok that went completely viral. Got 2 million views. I have done a part two of that. So on this day last year, I posted that video. So today I posted the second version of it. So if y'all want to hop over to Gucci Nuggies, I need to change my TikTok username on my personal account. What the fuck? Anyways, head over to Gucci Nuggies. Give that a like and a comment and a share. Let's get to 3 million views. I'm just kidding. I really don't care about that, but I think it's so cute seeing it a year later, and mom looks gorgeous in it, so let's just go send her some love. Anyways, that's about it from me, gang. Thank you so much for coming with me on this journey of utter nonsense. So let me know what y'all are fangirling about. Text me, say hi. It is what it is, you know what I mean? Good luck at work tomorrow, and I love ya. And get some good sleep tonight, because I know I'm going to need it. Thank you so much. Okay, anyways, that's going to do it for me, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Rate this podcast 5 stars, would you? If you're on YouTube, give me a like, say hello, and subscribe. Okay? Let's get me a job on, like, the radio or something. Okay, let's make me famous. Can we get moving on that? Thank you. I'm kidding. Love y'all. Have a wonderful rest of your night. If you're listening to this on the way to work on Monday morning, have a great day at work. Hang in there, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.